Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just get your damn vaccine.
Why can't we have a kind of a grand bargain on this? It just seems like we're calling each other kooks and liars, and it seems like common sense that vaccines, I mean, even Thimerosal, probably don't hurt most people. I mean, if they did, we'd all be dead, because they're in a lot of vaccines that we all took. But some do. Obviously, some minority get hurt by this stuff. I don't understand why this is controversial, why we have this emotional debate about something that there is science there.
All right, are you prepared for the very uncivil war? Yes, Nancy Snyderman. Snyderman. Released, fired, whatever, retired from the NBC News or whatever. Versus Bill Maher, who's actually saying, hey, can't we just talk? Can't we just get along? Can't we just all speak like adults and talk about the fact that some people are hurt by vaccines? And that's Bill Maher talking. For me, everybody is hurt by vaccines. It just depends on the severity of the injury and how you define it. Recognizing that many people don't acknowledge that chronic diseases are the result of vaccination, that gut damage, result of vaccination, immune dysregulation, the result of vaccination, cancer, the result of vaccination. I know. I'm way far outside the vaccine box on this. But even to have a reasonable discussion about disagreements in the science, which, of course, according to Snyderman and people like her, if I could say people, I use that term loosely, don't believe that anybody questioning anything about injecting toxic poisons into children is worth considering, worth discussing, because the science, as they say, is settled. It's never settled, my friends. And that's why a civil war may be on the horizon. SB 277, if it passes in California, what happens? What are you prepared to do? My California friends, I'm not saying it's a done deal to give up. No, I'm not. But what if? Are you moving? Are you doing some civil disobedience? Are you going to take your kids to public school and sit with them the whole time until they try and call the cops or CPS on you? What is the plan B, if there is one? Or do you just assume it's not going to pass because it's just outrageous that it would be considered that it is and that it might? I don't even want to think about it. Well, if you don't think about it too much, it might pass anyway. Jeffrey Jackson, our good friend, he wrote an article with all eyes on California. Vermont forces through vaccine bill. Yes, Vermont was being applauded. Hooray, Vermont! They passed a bill that said mandatory GMO labeling. But while everybody was looking at California and the Senate Bill 277 and the Senate committee there, what happened? Well, it looks like the Vermont Senate quietly eliminated vaccine exemptions with an 1811 vote. And if you think that that's an anomaly, look at what kind of state Vermont is. This is an interesting thing. Now, somebody, if you're from Vermont and want to call in and dispute what I'm about to say, go ahead. Because I'm not a Vermonter. I don't know for sure. But you've got a senator who's independent but really a socialist. His name is Bernie Sanders. Seems like a nice enough fellow. I mean, even Ron Paul got along with Bernie Sanders on certain issues. But when it comes to acknowledging individual liberty and the right to say no to big government, when it mandates medical intrusions into your lives, medical assault, medical vaccine violence, and socialists don't seem to care much for your rights to say no. And on the border of socialism is modern-day liberalism. I say on the border, because even you could say modern-day conservatism, those who still believe in, well, let's not bother with Obamacare. It's passed. That's water under the bridge. We can't do anything to roll that back. You might say some modern conservatives are on the edge of liberalism and socialism, too, the way they view the government, particularly its tax policy and tax structure, that it owns 100% of you and allows you to keep some of it, which means you are owned lock, stock, and barrel, and the kindness of government allows you to keep a little bit of what you might consider your earnings. But I digress, but perhaps I do not. What if, and that's a big question here, what if California passes SB 277 and says you can't send your kids to school in California without vaccines, without getting fully vaccinated, without getting caught up, and then, of course, they turn their needles on you adults in California. You want to work around the school? You want to work near the school? You want to work in the school? You want to work in a daycare center? You want to care for kids in any way, shape, or form? Oh, you're not up on your shot. Oh, did you know that there's 150 or more shots getting ready to be unleashed on you? When the CDC says, yep, approve that one. Yep, that one's good. And mandate it. Make it part of the normal CDC schedule all the way through adulthood. Healthy People 2020. It's all about making us vaccine zombies. Now, even if you believe in vaccines, that's one thing. But if you believe that I do not have the right to refuse them, then we got a problem. And that's where I'm talking uncivil war. Not that I like to talk war, but you've got to acknowledge when you threaten me with violence and you prohibit me from defending myself, all you are leaving as a possibility. Well, I don't even have to say it, do I? Super Don, am I a little too intense here to open up the show? I know it's a serious issue, and I'm very passionate about this.
It is.
The freedom not to be violated.
It is a serious issue, and
it's medical rape.
Okay. Wow. You just notched it up.
Yeah, I thought I was actually being too milquetoast about it.
Just turned it up to number 11. But look, you're right. I mean, when the push is too hard, it's just human nature that people are going to push back. Now, how will they push back? You know, that remains to be seen. You see, there are people out there warning people that, you know, you could have things like vaccine checkpoints and you know, things of that nature. I personally don't think it will get to that point. I don't think that the public in general would allow it to. There comes a point where you back somebody into a corner.
Well,
and they're
going to
say, okay,
happening here.
Yeah. enough. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll ever get to that point, but you always have to be prepared because you don't know. I mean, weirder things
are there. Listen, it's so close right now. It's as close as I've ever seen it in my lifetime. That's why I'm not putting it past the fact that Vermont, in the quiet of night, while everybody's looking at California, you come back and you look at them, and suddenly their Senate goes, hey, screw y'all. We're coming with our needles, and you got nothing to say. We might have got you, thinking otherwise because we promote GMO labeling in Vermont. But, you know, you think that you have the sanctity of your own body or your own children's body to protect them from what we say is better for them, right? The Senate in Vermont. Now, to my friends on the left, the current modern day left, progressive, Bill Maher, who's also a lefty, has got some words for you. We played this yesterday on the show. I don't know if you heard yesterday's show, but I want to get to this point because it is a very important point about not trusting the man. The man in this case is Big Pharma. Well, that's part of big corporations, and typically the left says you can't trust big corporations.
It astounds me that liberals, who are always suspicious of corporations, and you just laid out that case, and defending minorities, somehow when it comes to this minority that's hurt, it's like, you know what, shut the f*** up and let me take every vaccine that Merck wants to shove down my throat.
And he was talking about that ultimate minority, if you will, the minority of those harmed overtly to the point where it's acknowledged, diagnosed, recognized, and sometimes compensated through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, not to mention many that are not, maybe just having ADHD, Asperger's on the mild side of the scale, never compensated in any way. And he's saying, why are you suddenly, you know, on this issue, you think it's okay to trust the corporations? There are people that are being hurt. What about the $3 billion that's been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program? What about that? If you got something to say, say it now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You want to defend the liberal intelligentsia here of dominating all human beings and little babies, innocent babies, with vaccines for some kind of medical collectivist herd immunity that doesn't even exist definitively in the peer-reviewed literature? If that's what is your scripture, is that your Bible? I want to know. Maybe things will improve when they reduce the fluoride or eliminate the fluoride in the water. And there is, in fact, a push, as the U.S. has now said, well, we need to lower the fluoride in the water. Is it a concern for neurological health, brain health? No. It's because too many children drinking fluoridated water, guess what, have mottled and splotchy teeth. Teeth, you dunderheaded dentist that said, oh, fluoride is good for your teeth. Well, it looks like at only 1.5 parts per million, sometimes less than that. The kids' teeth skis, I call them. Teeth skis are being damaged. Then they put 0.7 parts per million in warmer climates where they assume you'll drink more water, 1.2 in cooler climates where they think you'll drink less water. Now the standard is 0.7 everywhere. And I think you need to be pulling fluoride out altogether. There is no basis for fluoride being something to ingest. It's even borderline, in my opinion, to be spraying it on your teeth because, as we've said, it's toxic, yes. That's why it kills microbes. But there are a hell of a lot better and safer ways to address microbial growth on the teeth and the gums. From xylitol to essential oils to silver hydrosol, and we could go on and on before you'd ever resort to something like fluoride, which you wouldn't in this case. So maybe that'll be the difference. When our lefty friends in California no longer suck down the fluoride, they'll be able to think clearly and go, whoa, 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 what were we thinking? Well, you obviously were not thinking. But we are here. We're thinking so much. In fact, we got Liam Sheff going to join us talking about healthy food and water. We've got an announcement about Chipotle. That's pretty cool. Also a little caveat about it. Why did Pepsi pull out aspartame? We've got Dr. Rasha Bitar doing some advanced medicine. Has the gluten craze made us like non-foodies altogether? Do we not eat, like eating food anymore? What's going to go on there? Also, how many chemicals, women, ladies, in America, do you put on your body each day on average? We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors and stick around.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, and right now, taking on the ladies, the lovely ladies in the house. Not in this house, anyway, but women. This is a shocker, Super. I shouldn't be surprised, but I haven't been hanging out with ladies like this in a long time. And what ladies am I talking about here? Am I going to get into trouble? Am I going to stick something in my mouth that you don't want? No, no, I'm not.
What?
Women? No, I'm not. I'm not. Women put an average, this is a nasty chemical story. Women put an average of 168 chemicals on their bodies each day, according to a particular consumer group. Now, we're not talking about what they call naturally occurring chemicals, right? Everything can be considered chemicals. It's like when you say, I didn't eat any chemicals because I ate organic food. Well, listen, organic chemistry, organic food, everything is chemicals. But let's be specific about this. Synthetic, toxic, potentially carcinogenic chemicals. It's not enough to stop eating them or reduce your inflow, but it's stop putting this stuff on your body. Again, I'm speaking now mostly to American women because the Canadians were not included in this. The Mexican women were not listed. European women are not listed in this. But according to this nonprofit group,
EWG.
Is it the EWG? Okay.
Yeah.
Diane Feinstein, not a friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Susan Collins from Maine. They introduced an amendment to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act that would give the FDA more power and oversight to regulate the chemicals men and women slather on their bodies every day. They're calling it the Personal Care Products Safety Act. I'm calling it the Wussy You Can't Take Care of Yourself Act, so Diane Feinstein and Susan Collins want to do it for you Act. How many people really need Diane Feinstein, Susan Collins to tell you what to put on your body, much less in it?
Yeah.
No, we don't need that. In fact, Superdome, we were talking on the break about this. How, I don't know what it was years ago, I started talking about what was in, like, the cosmetics, like parabens and all the nasties.
Right. Right.
And your wife was over here in our conversation. What did she say that I thought was very cool? And it didn't require Dianne Feinstein's input.
Yeah, I mean, she went into the bathroom and started taking a look at the stuff that was in there and freaked out because everything had those things in it. So it's very common. And, it is cool. It was a cool story because that's what we try and do here is kind of like say, hey, guys, check it out. Mm-hmm. Take a look. And when you do, you learn something.
Well, she did. You say she freaked out, but I understand what you're saying. She's reading. It's like, oh, my gosh, everything. Look at that and that. Right. I'm putting that. What? Oh, my God.
Right.
And what did
she
do? She said, ever since then, the only moisturizer she's put on her face, coconut oil.
Coconut oil, yeah.
Coconut oil, thank you. Which
amazing
is awesome.
Stuff. It really is. I mean, it's just, you can do a, you know, and the cool thing is you bite in the section where the food is in the store.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, there's the jar of 1,001 uses.
I can't tell you, it's only been a few years ago, Super Don, when I would go into a health food store. I don't know how many years ago now, because it's hard. They're all blurring once you get past whatever age I am, or my body is anyway. And I remember to find coconut oil, a jar of good organic clean coconut oil. You know where you had to go? You had to go into the cosmetic section of a store, of a health food store. They wouldn't even sell it in the cooking area because, you know why?
Right.
It's saturated fat. And saturated fat was evil. It was going to kill you. It was going to clog your arteries. And how interesting that times end up changing where now suddenly, you mean fat's not bad for you? It's good. You mean saturated fat's not? No, it's actually going to reverse Alzheimer's maybe. I mean, yes.
And now, if you go to buy coconut oil,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's got coconut. In fact, I remember a picture that I put up on. I'll see if I can find it again. The most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was Crisco brand coconut oil.
That's bizarre, right? The ultimate synthetic brand of oil, Crisco. And they're going, no, we're doing coconut oil now. Yeah, it's in. We're good. And of course, prior to that, they would have said, you don't listen to science, right? You're violating scientific dictates and merits and all of that by using saturated fat. They said they found, 16 hormone-altering chemicals, including parabens and phthalates, right? We've talked about that for years. Teens, on average, use 17 personal care products a day, and they could be just use coconut oil. Use a little silver hydrosol or silver gel on your skin to clean it up. That's fine. The little book, Face It, by a friend, Kyle Krejci. That's a great book if you're worried about acne. You don't need to resort to toxic chemicals. That's a good one. But we also don't need Dianne Feinstein. We don't need a federal law to tell us not to use toxic chemicals that the FDA has looked the other way for about 60, 70, 80 years now. Dianne Feinstein to the rescue? I think not. No. Just like your wife did. She read the ingredients. She said, not for me. I can figure this out. I don't need Feinstein or any politician telling me what to put on or in my body. Least of all, a vaccine needle. Feinstein, you listening? Probably not. Anyway, we'll be back. Liam Sheff, Chipotle, what have they done? Yeah, we got that next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Barrichero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body. We convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it here, kicking off the week with our good friend. Guess what? It's Liam Chaffee, back, author of Official Stories and so much research that makes my head spin. Liam, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, guys. So I'm endlessly researching oil, food. You know, I'm talking about GMOs. I'm thinking about what ends up being sustainable, and I'm coming to the conclusion that, you know, growing food and being local is sustainable. So
yes.
You got a couple stories.
Fuel. Where are we going to get our fuel? Teenagers. Their hair. Huh? their skin, oil. That's where it's coming from, teenagers.
Huh?
No, teenagers get their oily skin from their fast food.
Oh, never mind. See, you know, I just try to throw out an option there, and you just, like, too research.
That was bizarre. You were making me think of, like, the Matrix, like, with all the people in the little pods.
Oh, yes. No, that wasn't the Soylent Green joke.
I was thinking of Pink Floyd's The Wall.
It was a greasy teenager joke. All right, sorry. All right. Well, listen.
Because you're a father of teenage
kids. Exactly. And of course, they're not eating fast food, except occasionally we do. GMO Chipotle trips that are no longer GMO. Of course, prior to this, I knew that Chipotle had in their flour wraps, tortilla wraps or whatever, had some GMO ingredients, corn and soy. And they had been talking about it, so I would never let my kids have it, even though they, oh, I want the burrito thingy, right? No, you're just going to get the bowl. But the announcement today, of course, big news, GMOs are gone. GMO over it. They say they're GMO over it, Liam, so... Hats off to Chipotle, man. It's impressive. It's not easy to secure non-GMO ingredients totally.
Well, okay, so they started as a public company. I'm not sure when. But if you look at their stock price, you know, they started where everybody else starts, you know, $30 or $40. What's their stock? Don't look it up. What's
no,
their
I'm not.
No, let me ask you a better question.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask you a better question. McDonald's, right? What's their stock price? It's $96. They're down a little bit. They've been down. It's $96. Now, can you imagine a more successful company over time than McDonald's? What's Chipotle's stock price?
Well, let me just say it this way. If McDonald's is $95.96 and they're one of the hugest corporations as far as fast food in the world, you would have to say an upstart like Chipotle, even though, of course, it's gaining, it couldn't be but a fraction of McDonald's size, half maybe. I mean, I know that's wrong because I haven't watched the stock, but I know it's ridiculously inflated. But McDonald's is losing stores while Chipotle is gaining, so I'm going to guess it's in the hundreds, even though it doesn't make sense.
Don?
I don't know. What.
Put on your stock hat.
Yeah, let's say $100 and $150.
$645.
Whoa, wait. That's like Apple territory, isn't it? Like.
Yeah. I think it's above Apple. I haven't checked Apple.
There's no bubble in the stock market, Liam.
Now, we understand that stock markets are irrational, and they just tell you what people think that they're into now. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean anything except that if you had bought Chipotle in 2010, 11, 12, 13, or 14, you would have made a lot of money. I don't know how high fast food stock can go. I mean, they eventually run into costs. Prohibitive barriers, you know, and as oil gets more expensive, and oil's gonna rebound this year, back to a meaningful stock price because they dump so much on the market. Chipotle stuff's gonna be more expensive, which will reduce, you know, increase their rate of
profitability, of course.
Right. But so they stopped GMOs, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the big thing. They've reformulated, so everything in their store, well, I say everything, there's a caveat, and I wanna let everybody know about it. I've become a big fan of their sofritas. Which is
I like their sofrito.
Have you had it? It's like their tofu. It's really good. And I've never been a big fan of tofu, but every time I go there now, I find myself getting the sofritas. I do very well with it.
Don't sell less than a price.
I know. Listen, I'm not crazy about soy, but certain ways you produce it, it's fine. It's clean. It's okay. And I haven't sprouted man boobs that I know of. I mean, I'm just working out, but that's another story.
You're too sexy for this.
Did you say man boobs?
Well, you know how the idea with soy is, and I don't want to get into it because Liam and I have discussed this over, well, there's estrogens, right, in there.
Phytoestrogens.
But again, the way they've eaten it in Asia, for instance, they'll ferment it, they'll culture it, they change it. It's not an issue. You don't see, you know, that happening so badly in Asia either. But the point
is... So no man boobs in Asia?
Until they come over to America and eat our hormonally inflicted foods, then suddenly yes. Acne as well.
Today's man boob report. Robert.
I think that's wasn't that a Styx album? No, that was sorry.
What?
Oh, hey, Mr. Roboto. I thought it was No Man Boobs in Asia. I got confused.
Domo Arigato, Mr. Man
no
Boobs
man
in
boobs
Asia.
In Asia.
No, that's not what it was. All right, but I want to let you know here the difficulty in really managing a supply chain. And Mike Adams did a good article on this as well at Natural News. To try and secure non-GMO supplies is not easy, particularly if you're growing animals for food, for instance. And that's the interesting thing here. Now, in their supply chain, they recently had to stop a lot of their accounts from selling the carnitas, which is their pork, because the supplier was lying to them. And to their credit, their principals was like, we're not going to sell it. We've just stopped selling it in a number of stores until we can secure a supply that's clean for them. But the pork that they have, the pigs, they're what are they eating? And
The chickens, what are they eating? That is not guaranteed to be GMO-free, even though they're cleaner because they're free-range, but they're still eating food potentially that is grown, like GMO grains. So the chicken and the pork products are not clean like I would approve personally if you're going to go that way. You know, however, go ahead.
No, sorry.
Yeah. One last thing I wanted to say is that their animal products in the cow realm, whether you're into eating cows or not, because again, we talk about this with Liam, it is free grazing, it is grass fed. So in that way, they can say that their meat products in the cow realm are non-GMO, but they can't say that about the pork, even the chicken. Although again, all of their vegetarian stuff, their even their wraps now and their corn tortillas are GMO free.
All right. Caveat on the cows is they're getting grass fed. They're probably getting alfalfa fed, and most of that comes from the west. Yeah, the alfalfa comes from the western states, which are all in drought territory. So
yes, well, there's always a cost and a price to pay, and we're willing to talk about all of that here. But at the same time, just
let me say this: Chipotle made me lose. I've lost my vegetarian virginity many times. I would go and get the brown beans, the pinto beans.
Yep.
And for a long time, I didn't know it. For a long time, they cooked that with pork fat
for flavor. Some reason. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, for flavor. Mm-hmm. Like you can't use salt. So they stopped doing that, but I had plenty. I must have eaten. See, I've eaten, and it's not the GMOs I worry about as much as the glyphosate, by the way.
Sure.
Because beans and grain, you know, they say they alter one of the genes, but that just makes it a sponge for glyphosate. Didn't Dr. Oz get into trouble for talking about that?
Oh yeah, simply for warning that the World Health Organization acknowledged it's a potential carcinogen or a likely one, and then he wanted labeling. He didn't even call for the banning, which we would call for the banning of these GMOs. But I think the discussion here, on one level, acknowledging that a large corporation with a ridiculous stock price has some level of principles and is saying, this is what we are, this is who we are, this is what we're about, even if it's inconvenient, even if it may cost us more. And, of course, that may be passed on to the consumer ultimately, too, the pricing. But it's fairly reasonable in terms of that. The cleanliness of the food has been impressive to me over the years I've known about them. And I want to, you know, acknowledge the good works, but I also want to say there are certain, for instance, their soft drinks, they still sell, Coca-Cola products, and if there's corn syrup in it, that is genetically modified. So it's not like they're full-on eliminating, but the bulk of their products in terms of their food is now GMO-free.
Right, except that, like you just said, if the animals are eating grain, they're glyphosate sponges. So I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I'd say be a vegetarian. You know what? Finally, the tofu is much safer than the meat.
No, I agree based on what the animals are eating. I agree 100%. As I said, we want to encourage people to get cleaner and eat lower on the food chain. No problem with that at all.
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets even. Yeah, let's see. The cricket fritas or something.
The crickets again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to eat grasshoppers.
You got to.
I'm watching this show called Naked and Afraid, and they got to eat everything. It makes snake look pretty good to eat, actually.
Yeah, people have done that for a while, I think. But Naked and Afraid, I haven't seen that show. Hardcore.
No, I'm working.
What?
No, I'm working for a company for a couple of weeks, and I'm in a hotel, so there's nothing to do.
That's why you watched Inconvenient Truth last week. We talked about that.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah. So it was just so bad. Go listen to the show to figure out why I'm saying that. It's on the archives. But Naked and Afraid, I think, is on Discovery. And the gimmick is that they plop these two survivalists down naked. The afraid part comes by naturally. They put them in the real wilderness, and they have to actually build a shelter. And they don't, you know, there are no special stunts like in that stupid Survivor thing. Nobody's there to blackmail each other. They have to cooperate because they got to get through.
So it's just two people that are naked and afraid, literally. And the gimmick, of course, is naked. Everybody wants to watch, but they're going to blur out the private parts anyway.
They blur out all the bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, within a short period of time, the people weave something out of a grass or a leaf to cover their bits and pieces, and they get to the work of building a shelter. They got to stay in the shelter at night and stay warm. It's usually cold.
Mm-hmm.
The naked part affects their thermo process much more than the way that we see them. You know, sort of forget that they're not wearing many clothes, which is what happens. And they got to eat bugs, anything that they can find. They have to hunt. They have to build shelters, and they have to get water. You realize how serious it is not to have clean water.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think about survivability with, what tools are they allowed to carry with them in the wild?
Just got a knife and some aspartame. Wasn't there something about aspartame?
Yes, there was, actually. Yeah, and I'm not giving kudos to Pepsi, but they pulled aspartame out of their diet sodas or something, but they've replaced it with the chlorine-based sweetener sucralose, which I just say, you know, it's maybe efficient or maybe expensive. I don't know, but if you're going to chlorinate your pool, just put some Pepsi in it now.
Haven't they heard of, xylitol?
Yeah, xylitol and stevia, they're known, but they're not utilizing them. And even Coca-Cola Company, I think you've acknowledged, they use a form of stevia that is not, you know, it's not like the kind I would use, but certainly probably a step in the right direction compared to chlorine-based sweeteners.
Yeah. You know, that's intellectual property, Coke, the secret recipe. It's not patented.
It's IP. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you know it, you can just put it online.
Wow.
Here's what I think it is. Mm-hmm. 2 parts cow dung. Okay. Just my guess.
Just for coloring.
No, that's the flavor. And then the coloring is literally from coke mining, coal mining.
Yeah.
That's just my guess.
Right. All right. Super Don, what are you, he's messaging me about the Dave Clark Five.
You know, when Liam was sitting there talking about the Naked and Afraid, which yeah. You know, actually, I was thinking maybe that would be like a show where, like, they would have somebody, like, Paul Offit on there naked and it would make everybody afraid, you know? But anyway, you know, you were talking to Liam about, you know, they would find something to kind of weave together to cover their bits.
We got 30 seconds, so hurry up and cover those bits.
Robert, did you know that your favorite UK pop group, Dave Clark Five, they did a song called Bits and Pieces?
No, I did not know that, but I will have to talk to our British friends about that. All right, we got to take a break. Liam, thank you for stopping in.
this has been a sexy show.
I wish you could hang out some more. Anyway, we got to go. We got to go. It's Advanced Medicine. Dr. Pitar, a little later. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I feel so much better now that we've got the GMOs out, Super Don. But yeah. What is that music playing? Why do you have that music?
Hello! Oh my gosh! Who's back?
Who's joining us?
Hey, it's all good. It's super stat, super smooth. Superdon, Abigail Superdon, how are you?
It's Dieter.
Dieter's back. What brings you?
And Robert Scott Bell, the Jewish radio fellow. Go ahead.
What brings you back to the Robert Scott Bell show, Dieter? Is it the GMO?
Well, listen, I saw you coming up on my pages.
What do you mean by that?
I was so excited. There I was tweeting away. All day I tweet. Tweeting and tweeting. And there, one of my favorite tweeties is Dreadshit Fred.
The Freds. The Freds. I'm too sexy. That's why that music is playing.
They're so sexy. Yeah. It not, weiß ich ja. And then they come in Fred, and there they follow you.
That's right. Super Don was excited because they began to follow me on Twitter. I'm not sure why, but, I think, they
it's
don't.
Because you're too sexy.
No, I think it's because they know that I don't believe official stories, and I think they don't either. So they're the right thinking Freds.
What is this official story? They see you in a bathing suit. Everybody knows you're a swimmer.
Swimwear. That was Russian. Remember the Wendy's commercial? Swimwear. GMOs are out at Chipotle. Dieter is in right here on the Robert Scott Bell show.
Oh, GMOs are terrible, terrible. They give me such food in my schmimples.
Well, what do you think about Bono and you too? Because Bono wants GMOs for Africa.
Bono, listen, we have words for him. Nein, ich kann nicht sehen on your television program, but number one, Bono, Hunde am Schwüfen, Fachen zwischen Schwächen. That's what I want to say. Listen, go back and eat some potatoes. You know, we've had enough.
We're going to have to ask Johan over at UK Health Radio what Dieter just
translate.
Said.
Translate, yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't sound good.
Listen,
yes.
Bono, I remember you when you were just a little schmutten in my hutten.
Yeah, what?
Used to sing such pretty songs, but now it's time for GMOs. I said GMO no.
Yes. GMO no, yes. And of course, Chipotle stopped with the GMOs. You feeling good about that, Dieter?
What is Chipotle? I had a friend named Chipotle a long time ago. Wait a second. Who is this?
This is your
Chipotle?
You're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We were just talking about.
Right. I'm on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But listen, number one radio host. Listen. Yeah. What is Chipotle? When I was young and I was briefly in the military, I had a good friend named Chipotle and we were asked to live together. Now, what is Chipotle doing these days?
Well, it's a chili pepper.
Yeah, he was like this. He was very
No. So not. What did the guy flee from the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Spicy. Oh, yes, I remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What are they up to? I remember that album with the Shocks on the Schmutens.
Well, listen, I know that Right Said Fred.
What?
They're still doing music. They did the I'm Too Sexy song, but evidently they're penning a song for the new Smurfs movie.
What is a Smurf? Oh, the little blue people.
Yes, the little blue people.
Yeah, they have all of them in the club on Friday nights. It's Smurf night. I love going to Smurf night.
Those are the little people that have been drinking the wrong kind of silver, not the kind that we use.
What is the silver you speak of?
Well, the stuff to help your immune system, to knock out the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, that is right. I have a special carrot that they make with silver.
A carrot? A carrot?
What?
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to see right there, so I clicked the button. And there is Robert, they're following you with all of your conspiracy nonsense, and I loved it.
I don't know what conspiracy nonsense you're referring to, Dieter.
Starker performance, Robert. Starker.
Starker. I know Starker. We just simply follow these stories. We reveal them, and certainly there are people that don't like us revealing some of these stories.
Yeah, I'm totally with you there. I love it. Ein Sprachus, die tägliche funktioniere. That's what I want to say.
All right. Well, and do you have any other message for any of our other musical friends out there in the world before we have to take off? Because Dr. Rashid Bittar is going to join us for some advanced medicine next hour. Dr. Bittar. Yes, Dr. Bittar.
Bittar.
Yeah.
I think I had a friend when I was in the military named Rashid Bittar.
He was in the military. Oh. I didn't know. We'll have to ask him if he knew Dieter when he was in the Special Forces.
Yeah, he was fun. He's a big man with a big appetite for life.
Yes, and he was in Special Forces. Were you in Special Forces?
It was special.
No. We got to take a break, guys and gals. Thank you, Dieter, for dropping in unexpectedly there.
I'm too sexy for this show.
Yes, you are. Right Said Fred, too. Super Don, we gotta come back together and make sense of what we just experienced here. Hey, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.